anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Lakeside Lodge, where we're joined by Clemson legend Jim Riggs. We'll get back to Jim in 1 second. Before we do, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. Gilstrap does roofs. They've done roofs for 80 years. It's all they do. They don't do garage remodels or bathroom remodels. They're specialists. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. That's Gilstrap Roofing. They helped Ramona when her home was raining inside. It's not advisable to wait that long. But whether you need a small job, big job, it doesn't matter. Call my friends at Gilstrap. They'll come right out and help you. 269-1232. Tell them I say it. It's the way this deal works. Jim, we were talking a little during the break. How cheap a franchise was Cincinnati when you were playing?
Cheap is, you talk about an eye-opening experience. You get drafted. They fly you up there. You go to the field. It's one field in Lower Price Hill with the chemical plants all around it, so it smells putrid. And it's one AstroTurf field. They give you one pair of gray shorts, one gray T-shirt, and that's it. And the weight room was in the locker room in between the lockers. We didn't have a weight room. It was a little metal building. And it was like, you know, there were some big time
stars. So it was a step down from Clemson.
Step down. Cultural shock. I mean, they had no idea how good we had it. But
That's funny.
But that was Paul Brown, you know, the legendary Paul Brown. He was still alive. Yeah. And he'd give us our yearly speech when we went to training camp.
Do you still live and die with the Bengals today?
As much as I hate to admit this on air, I have to. Yeah. Because back when I played, we were really good.
Yeah.
And people... And you will find Cincinnati fans are all diehard. When they win two or three games a year, that place stays packed. But we were in the old Riverfront Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I was good friends with a lot of the Reds. So we went to the Super Bowl the next year. The Reds won the World Series.
How about that?
And I got to be good friends with the Nasty Boys, Norm Charlton, Randy Meyer. Yeah.
Really?
And Officer Dibble. But, you know, it's just one big happy community. And I wouldn't trade my memories for anything. I just wish that, you know, as you grow older, you wish you could play more. But, you know, it just gets to the time where you got to move on. But when you get to be 55 and look back, you're like, wow, what a great run that was.
Would you have paid Andy Dalton $120 million?
No, I would not have. I'd have taken my chances on Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, so would I. So would I. You know, the Red Rooster just not working out for that amount of money. I'm not sure you can win a punt, pass, and kick competition against 12-year-olds.
I would agree. And I think the Brown family is setting themselves up for some very angry fans.
You know what's funny, though? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And all these every one of these teams knows today, quarterback drives everything. You have to have one. And it leads to desperate actions. You know, it leads to people making these decisions. I mean, Washington seemed like they tried to slow play Cousins to decide whether they thought he was a franchise guy. Ultimately, they let him go. But your Bengals decided Andy Dalton was your guy.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to jump out and eat that money and go find somebody like a Nick Foles. And they're out there. I mean, they're out there. I mean, like the guy coming out this year, Rosen. I mean, to me, he runs his mouth too much.
Yeah.
And kind of scares me because he's kind of cocky and all that. And they talk about rich families and all that. I don't care about that, but you know, he just seems like a little bit of entitlement.
Well, he also just said that he's going to break Brady's mark if Brady were in six Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You know, I wrote on my Twitter page, I wrote beat Memphis first. I mean,
well, that's the key.
Lost to Memphis, went 6-7.
Yeah,
you know,
said, that's the
beat
key.
Beat Memphis first.
But, you know, guys that have played in the league as long as we have, and you hear a guy talking like that, he's never been there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care UCLA. I mean, he didn't – look at his record.
Yeah, he didn't do anything there.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't sit here and try to tell us. We've done it, and we've been on losing teams, and we've been on winning teams, and know how hard it is to win in the league. So don't be telling me you're going to win 7 or 6. Just try to win a game.
And you know what's funny? His ex-coach, Jim Mora, doesn't help him either, because every time he opens his mouth, it's more of a criticism than it is a compliment. And then Mora says, oh, well, it was really meant as a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, look, saying he needs to focus on football and keep his attention on the game, these are not things you normally have your ex-coach say about you right before the biggest moment of your life.
No, it's disruptive, but at the same time, the guy deserves everything he gets.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wish him all the best with his mouth. So it is what it is.
How about your time at Clemson, Jim? I mean, obviously, yeah.
Well, we were on some storybook teams. Yep. We won 3 ACC championships, played with the Perry brothers, yep. You know. Donnell Wolford, Delton Hall. I mean, these are guys that all played in the NFL. A lot of us played in the NFL. But, you know, there was, to me, the 80s, the end of the 70s was getting good. The 80s was really, yeah. really strong. But, you know, when we finished up, when I left in 86, it was still strong into the end of the 80s. So it was definitely – when you see William Perry pick up an up back for Duke and block a punt with the up back's butt, I mean, you're definitely a dominating team.
Yeah.
So it was in, you didn't realize how dominating you were until you got in and started watching film and watching people getting killed. So, I mean, but the other team, not us.
Yeah, totally physically imposing. And really, since that era, I would say now is the closest we've ever seen in terms of that. It's a different game.
Well, I think the athlete now is longer, stronger.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a lot more things available to them. When you're wearing heart monitors and performance things you, you know, we were lucky to have ear pads.
Yeah.
You know, so – or so we wore suspension helmets. And, you know, a chin strap that had 4 buckles on it was unusual. But if you had one, you were lucky. So these guys, it's at a different level. You got nutritionists, you know, sleep studies.
Yeah.
And then really when we would – You know, we would when we went out, we stay out all night and go the next day. We'd leave the same clothes on we had.
Yeah, that's not part of the sleep.
The day before, and you'd have stamps all over your hand from wherever you went that night. You know, so that's what we thought. We knew no more.
Yeah,
you know?
That's an entirely different type of sleep study.
Yeah, it is totally different. You know, but hey, guess what? When we went here,
it was just as effective.
Hey, we could drink at 18. It was a different world.
Yeah. Things have changed a little bit. What do you think about the Clemson program today? Obviously, they're on sort of an amazing run.
Well, let me just tell you this. I go to practice, and it amazes me what Dabo has done with it. There's such a loose, tight-knit group. I mean, anytime you're playing music during practice and they're dancing in between reps, and the love for each other and his love for them, and for Dabo to take the ball and run with it the way he has, I commend him with everything. And then he surrounded himself around great coaches, and he's in a great community, and I think he's bought all in to the community and what's going on. And what they've done as a football team is totally transitioning this community, even down to a Lakeside Lodge. So, you know, he's put his footprint on it, and I will give him all the accolades he deserves and more.
And, you know, and obviously the athletes have changed, but you're seeing, you know, sort of a similar level of talent that you guys had back then. It's been sort of a long dry spell between the two eras, but when you look at this defensive front now, and, you know, they can roll 8-10 guys that...
Well, and that's the thing. You know, they've got the Power Rangers, but behind them is Power Rangers, too.
Yeah.
And they will roll them in and out. So, whoever has to prepare for this defense, I'm glad I'm sitting in the West Zone. You know, I can sit here and watch it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And this is probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience we're dealing with. So, you know, realize we're on the top of the mountain. And, you know, Taj says win 3 out of 6 next national championships. I mean, I like his thought. But, I mean, just to be able to win 10 games is absolutely amazing.
Are you a fan of the playoff era? Would you have been a fan of it when you were playing?
No, my problem with the playoff era is what you said earlier, Walt. I feel like it's going to be the same three, four, five teams.
To wind up with an issue.
And I'm tired of playing Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, and they're good and all that. But, you know, for Saban to take the chance he did with that Hawaiian guy.
Yeah.
Honestly, Jim, I watched him in the spring, and it was absolutely clear to me then Tua Tagovailoa was light years better than Jalen Hurts. Because Jalen Hurts is a strong safety playing quarterback.
Exactly.
He got to throw a forward pass.
Well,
and, you know, the thing with Saban taking the chance is he was going to lose 30-0. He was going to lose his second straight national championship
if he didn't do it. Mm-hmm. So he really had no choice.
Well, and that's why, you know, that's why he is where he is. He made that decision. Yeah. And, you know, when – and I'm a Kelly Bryant fan, but when he got a little bit in trouble, it wouldn't have hurt to maybe try Hunter Johnson.
Yeah.
But that's not for me to say. I mean, I don't get paid to do that.
You just did.
But I did. I'm a fan, but I can say that because I used to play here.
That's right.
So, right or wrong, I mean, that was my thought at the time. So,
yeah, no, I get that. It's but I think that the playoff era, the unexpected or the consequence they didn't consider was the notion that you could wind up with the same four teams every single year. And I think that's where we're headed. I mean, again, it's like
we
you
are.
Said, Clemson, Alabama 3. You better not get to Clemson, Alabama 7 or something because you're going to lose a lot of
what you don't want to be is a Pac-12 team or something like that, somebody that the East Coast doesn't get to see because irregardless if you like it or not, Michigan, Ohio State, these guys are going to get preferential treatment if they've lost 2 games. And I get tired of seeing that. So, you know, the wherewithal to lose a Syracuse or a Pittsburgh game and still make the Final Four, that's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah.
Because when those games are over, you know, there's actually fans that'll be sitting up there, get rid of Dabo. Because you lose. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
And well, after the Pittsburgh loss, it was like the world ended. But
it ended.
But what happened is, you know, that's why I say, look, It takes great players. It takes great coaching. But it also takes luck. You know, that
tons of luck.
Luck's a big part of winning a title. And when Clemson,
NC State,
right? When Clemson lost to Pittsburgh, right? The NC State game as well. And when Clemson lost to Pittsburgh, the other part of the luck was the whole nation, other than Alabama, lost on the same day.
They lost. I mean, it's just amazing. But you know, I just have seen the transformation of this team. And I'm proud to say I played at Clemson.
Yeah.
Because when I go somewhere and, you know, I went to Phoenix when we played Ohio State and these guys are wearing those old leather helmets and somebody yells out, the Ohio State, or they're going, O-O-H-I-O. And you're sitting around and they're looking down to you like you're some kind of a stepchild that they're making fun of.
Yeah.
And you beat them 31-0.
Yeah.
And at halftime, their side is empty. You know, where are y'all? You know, where are y'all? You know, and I am such an emotional guy and such an aggressive guy that I go out there and I'm trying to get in fights out there. And, hey, the game day experience. I'm with Rex Ryan in the ESPN booth trying to get in a fight and they're pulling me off. And it's like, what are you doing? I said, man, this ain't going to talk to me like this. I mean, this is Clemson. We're going to kick your butt. But it's just, you know, that's how they look at us. You know, we're still not going to get that respect from the Michigans, Ohio States. Alabama, I think we will, because they know what we can do. But you know something? When we got in that game last year, I went to that game. I knew after that that first interception, I think it was, they were ready for us.
Yeah.
And their crowd was angry. They were screaming and yelling. And I had just gotten set up with my food up there in the second level there. And it was like, we're in trouble. I knew we were in trouble.
Well, you know, and look, even in a game like that, there's always one or two plays that you'd like to have back. I still think on the first turnover, it was 2nd and 2. Etienne had just had like 2 straight 8-yard runs.
Yeah.
I think you'd like to have that back and just hand that ball to Etienne one more time.
Well, I also think that, I don't know if it was first drive, but we dropped that Dover over there. I can't think of his name right now, but he drops that.
Deion Kane.
That was a big play.
Yeah.
So
it was a big
play. And then when we got that fumble second half going to score, and then we have that happen again. So, I mean, we couldn't get out of our own way.
Well, you know, and again, a lot of people put all that on Kelly Bryant. But Kelly Bryant, first of all, he followed a legend, which is never easy. Yeah. He just won a national championship. Yeah. And then, you know, as I said repeatedly, I don't think his offensive skill position players were physically mature enough to go up against that Alabama defense and that secondary. That whole group's going the NFL, Fitzpatrick and Simmons.
Well,
and
you don't sit here and you're exactly right, Waltz. This guy's got us in the playoffs again, and he followed the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, who would want that?
Well, and, you know, and Jim, again, it took Deshaun to the last play the prior year to win that national title, and that was with Gallman and with Leggett and with Williams.
Yeah.
And he relied on those guys and their catch radius to make big plays to get there. Well, you know, Kelly Bryant's suddenly in an Alabama game in which Etienne and Higgins both get banged up early.
Yeah.
And now he's looking around. He doesn't have anybody like that. He's got Deion Kane and Ray McCloud. That's
right.
Not enough.
I get it.
You know, so I'm going to be interested to see how he performs this year. I think he's got more
weapons. And I think he's tuned and ready to roll. I think he's got a little chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, I do too. Hey, Jim, absolute pleasure.
All right, man.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We'll take a break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage live from Lakeside Lodge, sales office 123 and Clemson, right next to Ruby Tuesdays. Actually, before we get a break, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers, because I'm getting way behind. Turner's Jewelers, the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. It's a place you need to go. It's the number one jewelry store in the state of South Carolina. There's no place like it. You know, if it's time to pop the question, fellas, get to Turner's. Mark will show you all the diamonds you want to see, every size, every price range. There's something for absolutely everyone at Turner's Jewelers. They have a Pandora store within the store that is manned by two corporally trained Pandora ladies who know everything about the line. By all means, go and see them. If you're looking for a perfect gift, get to Turner's Jewelers, whether it's watches, whether it's diamonds. They also have the 3D CAD technology. They can create any piece of jewelry. If you can draw it out on a napkin, they can make it come to life, and with your guidance, bring it to life. And then it takes them 8 to 11 days to actually finish the final product. It's Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Get out there today. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Listen weekdays to the Atlanta Braves Diamond Report with me, Brad Sinkup, host of the Press Box. We'll update you on what's going on with the Atlanta Braves. Brought to you by Diamonds and Gold Direct, your diamond source, 3124 North Main, Anderson.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code, so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
Just when you thought college football was 5 long months away, here comes the spring game to whet your appetite for Clemson football. See the stars of tomorrow in Death Valley for the spring game April 14th. Join Kelly Gramlich and Eric McLean starting at 10 a.m. as they preview the game, followed by the Tiger Tailgate Show, then the game. 105.5 The Roar WCCP, the flagship station, will carry all the action live from start to finish. Clemson Spring Game, Saturday, April 14th, brought to you by Metal Building Supply in Piedmont, Corner Drug in Pickens, and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Small town feel, big time service. Easily Lawn and Garden, your Husqvarna dealer in the upstate, and Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Another year of championship Clemson football begins April 14th on 105.5 The Roar.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
I won't be wronged. I won't be insulted. I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do these things to other people. I require the same from them.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I've said or maybe things that I felt about.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. I'm joined by another Clemson legend, Joe Bostic, who recognized that John Wayne clip from The Shootist, the Duke's last movie.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly right.
What a hero.
What was that remake? Ron, what's that remake I hate? Oh, yeah, it's a True Grit remake.
Yeah,
that
True thing Grit. With,
what's his name? Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
God. Worst remake in history. Worst. The fact that Jeff Bridges thought he could be John Wayne's most despicable thing in history. I hate that. Absolutely hated that. I met him on the next day. I saw that movie. People told me that movie was great. I watched that movie. I wanted to poke my eyes out with pencils.
you need to do that. Happy Z's. That you sound like that.
About ready to pull my ears off.
How you doing, John?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
It's great. It's great to have you. Obviously, a Clemson legend, one of the greatest offensive linemen in Clemson history, like your brother. Go on to a long NFL career with the St. Louis franchise. Apparently 2-18 against your brother's team.
I'm surprised it's that good.
Yeah, what was your experience like with that franchise? I mean, that's not exactly a wealthy franchise either, was it?
No, it really wasn't. I reconciled myself to the fact that, you know, I wanted to get in the NFL and play. And, you know, it's like you're right, you know, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a life book that I guess is, you know, you figure out or try to figure out how it all goes. But, you know, you don't get to dictate how it goes.
Right.
You know, that you show up, they tell you to go to this town, you go to this town, you do the best you can. And, you know, I don't begrudge anybody that had great, you know, had winning teams and played on Super Bowls and all this stuff, but, you know, it just is what it is.
Brother Jeff is over here showing him his rings. That's just wrong.
He's an antagonist.
That's mean.
That's 100% wrong.
Oh, he's been doing it for years, though. It's not a new thing for him, so.
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm just thinking about what you just said. You come from a program where you and your brother both had a big part in turning Clemson into a success. And then you go to an NFL team that hasn't really experienced success and doesn't know what it's about. Does that drag you down after a while?
Yeah, it did. I'll never forget 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th year. And there would be these young guys coming in the dressing room, and, you know, they're all hyped up, and they're all, you know, this and that. And, man, this year we're going to get them. And I'll never forget, there was a few times in my career sitting in the locker room just going, yeah, right. And, you know, it's just you get beat down,
yeah.
And you're so long that, yeah, this is going to be it. This is going to be it. And, you know, it just never shows up.
Yeah.
And but – like I said, you play your career, you do the best you can. The thing I was more proud of, and I really took a lot of pride in this, is we would start playing games at the end of the year, and we may be 4-12 or 4-11 or, you know, some bad record, and we might play a team that's 10-4 that had everything to play for. We had nothing to play for, and there would be teammates of mine, oh, my hands hurt, oh, this is hurt, this hurt, and I always tried to just say, hey, Mr. Bidwell, the owner of the team, he pays me to play. I'm going to play.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it's going to go. So try not to ever let your guard down to, you know, to start, you know, going and hitting the sideline or whatever else, or worried about, you know, my future career, you know, hell, your future career. Then play today and do the best you can today, and then worry about next year.
But losing can become sort of easy to accept, can it?
Oh, I don't know if it ever becomes easy to accept. With me, it's almost you get resigned to the point that you realize that the organization that you're with is
right.
is not invested
right.
in winning. And I always felt that it was more important to, you know, our ownership to make money than it was to win championships.
Yeah, a lot of franchises is like that today.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's... You know, and anytime you get into the survival of the fittest type scenarios, that's what you're going to have. You're going to have some people that are, you know, everybody wants to win.
Yeah.
But how much are you willing to prepare, invest, put up with hardship to win?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's where the line's drawn.
You know, I know you and your brother have this playful thing about the rings and everything, but did it hurt you that were you envious of his situation because the franchise he was playing with at the time, or were you just happy for him?
Mostly happy. I was never envious of him. I was, if there was some sort of envy, it was
the situation.
Yeah, it was just the situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jeff, there's nobody I respect more than him.
Right.
He is probably of all the Clemson guys that went on to have, you know, reasonably lengthy, successful careers in the NFL, Jeff probably had the least amount of talent and, you know, things that the average guys would look at, and all the, you know, the measurables
right.
and all this stuff. But, you know, Jeff was just one of those guys. He was tough. He was smart. And the greatest attribute he had is all these people that said that, you know, he couldn't do X, Y, or Z, he never bought into that. And he took it as a challenge to him that, you know, by God, you know, you don't think I can do it. Well, you watch, I'm going to be kicking you in the rear end, and I'm going to be doing it.
Tell me about the rest of your offensive line when you were in St. Louis.
Had different guys. When I first got in, Dan Dierdorf, the guy on Monday Night
Football, part of it, yeah.
Hall of Famer. Tommy Banks was a center from Auburn who, multiple Pro Bowl guy. Bob Young was another great player. And then they brought in some new kids. Louis Sharp was a outstanding player. And Tootie Robbins went to East Carolina.
Did your path cross Conrad Dobler?
Conrad had left the 2 years previous to me getting there, he had gotten traded to the New Orleans Saints. And but there were still a lot of stories about that cat. he was definitely an interesting dude.
Do you remember that commercial that they, I don't know what it was for, but do you remember that commercial they ran based on his, who he was, where he's sitting up in the crowd and he turns to the guy on the left and he says, "Hey, did you hear what this guy over here said about you?"
Yeah, he was a good guy too. He was an interesting guy. Our old coach, Jim Hanifin, Conrad Dobler and Merlin Olsen despised each other.
Really?
And they had played against each other. And Jim Hanifin, our coach, had this big photo behind his desk when he was coaching the Cardinals. And it was when Merlin Olsen was on Little House on the Prairie. Yeah. And he was in a graveyard. And here's this big tombstone. It says, "Conrad Dobler, gone but not forgiven." And that was part of the TV show. And I thought it was always one of the funniest things in old Jim Hanifin's office. But, you know, even in Hollywood, Conrad Dobler reigns supreme.
Merlin Olsen was an incredible player. Oh, part of that
played a long time.
Fearsome, foursome, tough guy.
10 or 12 Pro Bowls. And, I mean, he did everything. You know, him and Bob Lilly, I guess, were the generation before me. Those guys like Deardorff and Bob Young and those guys talked about how good Bob Lilly was, how good Merlin Olsen was. You know,
who's the best guy you ever went up against?
The two best guys I ever played against were Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor. They were by far the best two players I ever played against.
Yeah, those
very
are
very dominant players, and especially that Taylor. He would. We'd watch film, and so you're watching the guy you're playing against. So I wasn't necessarily watching him all the time, but every time we would watch a film on the Giants, there would always be, whoa, roll that back. And you know exactly what it was. Okay, focus on 56. And I'll never forget one time we threw a pitch out to Stump Mitchell, who was a great little running back we had. Taylor was on the total opposite side, so it's a sweep. We gained 20 yards. Taylor comes running down the line of scrimmage, falls down over a pile, gets up, hauls rear end, dives over a guy, grabs Stump by the neck roll, and pulls him down for a 20-yard gain. So you look at the play, and you're like, so what? You got 20 yards. Somebody screwed up. But if you saw all the stuff that Lawrence Taylor had to get to this guy, it was just an unbelievable play. And every game, there would be something like that. Somebody in there would say, whoa, turn it back, check this out. You know, and it'd always be Lawrence Taylor doing something crazy.
And he sort of changed the game, didn't he, in terms of how you had to block an outside linebacker?
Yeah, one of our offensive coaches, a guy named Emmett Thomas, who was a great player with the Chiefs.
The cornerback.
Yeah, yep. And played a long time, you know, big-time player. And I'll never forget it. We were first year that in 81, Lawrence Taylor was a rookie. And we're going through, and the coaches would do these little scouting reports on Mondays when we'd come in. He gets up in front of the bunch. He says, "Man," he always kind of talks slangy like him. "Man," he said, "man, they got this cat number 56 over there. I'm going to tell you what, that's a grown man right there." And he said, "I'm going to tell you what, we got a rule on pass protection." So we're all like, "Okay, what's the rule on pass protection?" "Count 56. If he's on the sideline getting his ankles taped, slide over to him. If he's up in the stands talking to somebody, account for him." He said, "I don't care where he's at in that stadium, you make sure you account for 56. He said, that guy wreaks havoc. He said, he wreaks some havoc. And he did. He was a great player.
Who were the best guys you played with? I obviously had Jim Hart, and you had, we talked a little during the break, you had Neil Lomax, the quarterback.
Yeah, there were a lot of good guys. You know, Deardorff was a you know, good person, good man. And Roy Green was a great wide receiver.
You were with the Cardinals from what year to what year?
79 to 89. 2 years in Phoenix and most of the years in St. Louis. And Pat Tilley was a great wide receiver. Otis Anderson was a very
really good player.
One of the guys that was in there when I first got there was a guy named Roger Worley. And Roger Worley,
yeah.
I think he made more Pro Bowls than any Cardinal ever has. And I think he was like 7 years, but just a great guy.
Larry Wilson was before that, right?
Larry Wilson was a general manager when I was there.
Yeah.
And I saw him all the time, too. Yeah. He was a good guy.
Yeah, he was a great player.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, Joe, absolute pleasure to have met you today. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, and I got some things you got to go tend to, and thanks again.
Hey, it's nice meeting you, and I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Clemson legend Joe Bostic joining us on the program today from Lakeside Lodge. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Spring has sprung, and so has pollen. Don't let the outside stay in. A clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive 3 rooms for $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
American-made Windows of the Upstate wants you to see and feel the difference new windows can make in your life. Experience cleaner air quality, lower utility bills, easy maintenance, all while enhancing the value of your home. And American-made Windows of the Upstate makes it affordable. Get $100 off every window with 3 or more with exterior trim. Call now for the Tiger Special, 334-6030. Online at AmericanMadeWindowsUpstate.com. The best windows are American-made.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss Scott's Days at your local Ace, our biggest lawn and garden sale of the spring. Right now, buy any bag of Scott's fertilizer and get a free $5 reward. Come back and use it anywhere in the store to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
Just when you thought college football was 5 long months away, here comes the spring game to whet your appetite for Clemson football. See the stars of tomorrow in Death Valley for the spring game April 14th. Join Kelly Gramlich and Eric McClain starting at 10 a.m. as they preview the game, followed by the Tiger Tailgate Show. Then, the game kicks off at 2:30. 105.5 The Roar WCCP, the flagship station, will carry all the action live from start to finish. Clemson Spring Game Football, Saturday, April 14th, starting at 10 a.m. with Kelly Gramlich and Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain. Brought to you by Urban Nirvana, Bennett Equipment and Supply, SCU State Credit Union, and M&L Mobile Home Supply. Another year of championship Clemson football begins April 14th on 105.5 The Roar WCCP.
Road Rage. Rage with Walt Tepsula.
You gotta calm down. You're getting a little emotional.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Tepsula, Road Rage. We are live from Lakeside Lodge, and we are with the man, Leighton Cubbage, who's this is your dream, Leighton. It's an amazing project you're involved in. Leighton also played at Clemson in the early 70s, in the era that Benny Cunningham played at Clemson, and apparently is a Benny Cunningham story. You want to start with that?
Well, first thing I want to say is you've done a heck of a job here today, Walt, and we, you know, all of us that are Clemson guys, I mean, we listen to the station, and we particularly enjoy your insight and your capabilities, and
you've done an incredible
job with these. These are the All-Americans here, and by the way, I need to point out right off the bat, this is not a Leighton Cubbage show. This, you know, I got a guy over there named Steve Mudge who spent most of his career as a developer. In fact, he was the EVP of the Ritz and the Marriott, helped start the real estate school at Clemson. Yeah. And so I'm over here. I'm the one just wanted to be on the radio. So thank you, man.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. Yeah. Thank you as well, Leighton. Yeah. It's been a pleasure to be here amidst all these Clemson legends. And, you know, if we don't talk about history, it's too easy to forget it.
Sure,
man.
Sure.
And these guys are part of the fiber of what Clemson is now, are you.
So, oh, yeah. Well, when you look at Jeff Bostic and Joe Bostic, and then bring in Jim Riggs, and you know, and here's Taj walking around, and one common thing I would like to accentuate is that these guys are all successful in life. And they handle themselves. The Riggs, you know, biggest pool company probably in the South now. The Bostic brothers produced 20,000 apartments.
Amazing.
You know, and Taj Boyd, he's already on third base in life. He has no limitations. So that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Yeah. You're 100% right. Yeah. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Sure, sure.
They're all these gentlemen have not just made their mark in athletics, Clemson athletics, professional athletics, but have all made their mark in life as well.
Sure.
And so, yeah. And of course, the same goes for you, Leighton. And I know the project is just incredible. I've seen the model.
Yeah.
Let's start with that. We'll get to Benny Cunningham story later.
Yeah, sure.
Tell us what you have going on and why you guys are so excited about this.
Well, Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a concept that is somewhat driven by a success we had in North Carolina with the Biltmore Residences. And we found that people really enjoyed buying a condo that had a hotel kind of feature to it. And so when this property was available right here, looking at the stadium, I mean, good grief, on the water, you know, Steve Mudge lives right across. So he had to see this property for a long time. And so we made a run at it. We got the property and then pulled a team together of people. And, you know, it's the type, as you know, Clemson people, there's people that, it's like Jeff Bostic and Joe Bostic. They sat down with us and they were in with us in about 2 seconds. And the Riggs and, you know, just all, you know, Mike Keeshan, Rodney Hinton, just great people.
So it starts with the perfect piece of real estate that everyone had it ever come available, and then you put the team together overnight because everybody recognized the perfect piece of real
estate. People were saying, you know, you're crazy. That's too expensive. You know, but Mudge has done this around the world with the Ritz and other properties, and Joel Sowers has also been a part of that sort of thing. So these guys look at this thing and go, "We're on the lake. We can see the stadium. When they fired a cannon, we're going to be able to hear them. And there's nothing like this. Yeah. There's no resort. If you go out there and look at the property and think about the pool, the fire pit, the trails, the dock, the beach, you know. And then we got folks like Rick Irwin. I mean, he could put a stake on.
Oh yeah,
you know." And that the restaurant is going to be there. So imagine having weddings at Clemson, you know, to begin with. And just the weddings alone are a huge business. But it's been really, really attacked with people coming toward us. And by the way, Taj Boyd, I can just tell you this right now. He's one of the foundations of Clemson football. But his future in business is going to be unbelievable. He is the nicest, finest.
Yes, Taj is exactly what he seems.
Yeah. He's like that every day.
Yeah, down to earth guy.
Yeah. And he gives back.
Yeah. He remembers who people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He remembers people's names and who they are. And
he's a gentleman.
Yep.
And he's very bright.
Yeah. He is.
Very
no
bright.
No question about it.
Yep.
So you talked about, you know, it starts with this astonishing piece of real estate that becomes available and all you guys immediately see the potential for it and you come together.
Yeah.
And that's part of the plan. And then you put this great notion into practice. And where are we in terms of the project right now?
The publicity and the appeal that has been generated from what's gone on is amazing. Steve and all the kind of the real estate experts say this is the most accepted project they've ever been a part of. We're now over 70 some odd reservations.
Is that right?
Yeah, and we just now started kind of advertising and opened a sales office this week. So it's going.
And there correct me if I'm wrong, lady.
Yeah.
We have 118 spots?
118, yeah.
And you're over 70?
Over 70.
Okay, you know, I've been telling you people that if you snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Well, basically, you have to act immediately.
Yeah.
You really have to do I'm not joking.
Yeah.
You can do the math. There are 48 spots left.
Yeah.
So.
Well, one of the things everybody gets and understands is this. When you buy a second home, and let's say you have a second home anywhere, that thing starts running overhead on you when you're not there. And you either got to loan it to somebody or always be doing maintenance. This is like a hotel.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to change your sheets, change your towels. You walk
out. That's great.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I love that. And then you're making revenue.
I mean, I already have a home, but I'd like to borrow the maids.
Yeah. I'm with you too, man. Yeah. And so I think that's one of the drivers on this. It's a nice investment.
Yeah, I mean and people are recognizing that. So where are we in terms of the stages of the buildings?
Well, the architectural drawings, all of the engineering has been done, all of the approvals. We've just come through We're picking up a tax credit from Ocote County. So everything is in position. The bankers are surrounding us. The equity is there, all those sort of things. So we're in position. What we're going to do is we're going to shift from taking reservations to actually converting them into sales. So people will begin to pick out the unit they want, et cetera.
Okay.
And that's fun too.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah, man.
Exciting time.
Yeah.
And even again at this early stage. So these will be the plan. It will be that they're move in when
2019 football season.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So really, again.
Yeah.
This is these are not just words. This isn't. this isn't some sort of advertising deal. This is the cold hard truth about this property. It's in an amazing location. The minds and the people involved in it are at the center of everything Clemson. It will be a place for people, like-minded people, Clemson people to gather. And and you're going to have all these insane amenities. And it just can't get much better. And you really don't have long to act. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
Walt, when I was driving over here today and knew we were going to be together, I was thinking about the similarities between the old Clemson house. You know, decades ago, the Clemson house was this iconic modern place to go and stay. And about two generations. In fact, we wanted that sign and we were going to name it the Clemson house, you know. But we kind of moved, got shut down on that. But this is what this is. This is not one person's place. This is going to be 100 people's place. What did you think about when you saw the football field out here?
It's an impossibly good location.
Yeah, and it's again. You know, you can sit on the balcony and you'll be able to hear the cannon go off, the fireworks. You'll see the stadium. You're on the lake. That's another thing we keep forgetting to talk about. The marina's right there. You know, boats are available, swimming.
Well, and as such, because it's a perfect parcel, it's not really expandable.
No.
It is what it is. So there are 118 shots, and that's it. They're not going to expand out into the lake.
Right, right. So. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah, man. Well, we're very thankful. The people have come together, have added their expertise. Steve Kaywood, founder of one of the major engineering firms, has been a part of it. Mike Keeshan, who incidentally was probably one of the fastest guys in the history of Clemson. He's a great architect. He's done the architecture. You got Joe Irwin, the great, he is. Joe and Gretchen Irwin are involved. Joe's probably one of the best marketing guys in history. You got Kelly Durham, Joe Turner. I mean, got some of Clemson's.
Who's who?
Yeah. You know, and and Miss Julie Ibrahim. I mean, she's been wonderful for us to have involved.
I can hear and see the excitement in your voice, and even when you show me the photos and everything, you can tell it's just it's a bunch of top flight people involved in it, and people who are anchors of the Clemson community. So it's and again, you can come see the model. The model's 5 foot by 5 foot. It's an incredibly special location. It couldn't be any better.
Yeah, thank you, man.
It's going to be amazing to see it all come to life, Lane.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So we're privileged to be here.
Yeah. This has been one of the most fun days I've ever had, sitting here listening to football with you, asking questions I've been wanting to ask some of my friends here,
It's just a great opportunity. Yeah. All right. So now, is there anything we've forgotten?
Well, about the project.
Yeah.
I think there's a part of our hearts that are so into this that it's hard to communicate. But you've done a good job of expressing the once in a lifetime type thing. And I think that is significant.
It is.
Sounds corny, but it's the truth.
Well, and in these type of circumstances, there's not going to be another one of these. It's not going to be like this one's done, and then they're going to find another place just like this down the street. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity if you're a Clemson fan, and it is a quickly dwindling opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I think Steve Mudge and his ability to do world class development is something that I've been watching this, and there's so many moving parts.
Yep.
This is a guy reported to Bill Marriott. This is a guy who was the EVP of the Ritz. He's a Clemson guy from Johnsonville, South Carolina. He and I were on the same hall together. We signed at the same time, And we went through some of the low days of Clemson football. But you know what? We got our scholarships paid for, and we're both of us are so thankful.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of guys don't get to go to college because there's no money. And, we make jokes about how bad we were, but hey, we were there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, there's our picture. So
exactly.
But there is a family atmosphere of the former.
I did notice that you're not exactly in the same place Taj is here on the wall.
No. Taj.
Yeah, they got you sort of over in a corner, late. Well, you're going to have to rearrange some of these where these photos are kept.
What we do, we have one section for the All-Americans involved, and then the people who couldn't play dead in the Western are over here.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, self-deprecating as well. That's pretty cool. All right, do me a favor. Yeah. Hang around because I want to hear a couple of your stories as well.
Man.
And this is where you hang out anyway. So,
yes, sir.
So we'll be back in a minute. Before we do, let me tell you about Elkmont Trading Company, 100 Liberty Drive in Clemson. Elkmont's a special place. You know, as the saying goes, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. If you're an outdoorsman, outdoorswoman, you have to experience Elkmont for yourself. They have absolutely everything from the hardcore outdoor enthusiast to the person who just is a weekend hiker or something of that sort. Elkmont has it all. But Elkmont's more than that. It's a great place to go to lunch, an out-of-the-way location. You're not, fighting traffic on Clemson Boulevard and everything else. So it's a great place to go to lunch. And then Elkmont has specials. Like on Monday, they have a barbecue plate and a pint of locally brewed craft beer for $9.95. That barbecue is hickory smoked. It's moist. It's cooked perfectly. It's served on a King's Hawaiian bun with their own homemade pimento cheese and a side of their own homemade red potato salad for $9.95, including with, as I said, a pint of your favorite locally brewed craft beer. It's all at Elkmont. It's a special place. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. All right, we're live from Lakeside Lodge Realty. There's still time for you to come out here. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Yeah! Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
It's spring amnesty at Anderson Ford, and that means huge savings for you on over 200 Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. 0% financing with approved credit on select new Anderson Ford vehicles. 2018 Ford Explorer up to $7,600 off MSRP, or $236 a month on a 36-month lease. Huge savings on Anderson Ford F-150 XL and XLT models. Spring amnesty right now at Anderson Ford. Spring amnesty right now at Anderson Ford. Exit 19 to Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with AgSouth Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with AgSouth Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, AgSouth has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Recently, I sat down with my friend Jana Candler, who is a new and upcoming realtor in the Upstate.
Jana, I know you recently got into the real estate business. You're kind of new to the game, so give me some of your stats.
Well, I started back in May, and I've sold 12 homes worth almost $3 million, so I'd say that's a pretty good start. The most important thing to me is just taking care of my clients, mainly answering my phone and answering their questions, and getting them to the closing without too much stress.
Break it down for me, Jana. Where are you buying and where are you selling these homes?
Pretty much all over the Upstate. I recently sold two houses here in Clemson, and the rest have been in the Greenville area. But I service all over the Upstate.
Jana, how can people reach you?
You can call me today at 313-6990 or visit my Facebook page at Jana Candler Properties. There's a couple of videos in there that will tell you a little bit more about me, as well as a video of what I do when I list a home. Jana Candler Properties with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner, putting the real in real estate.
Doesn't miss a thing you got.